can't a girl enjoy a drink in peace? Searching for the crow loot proved trickier than Felidrone suggested. It's hard to believe, but no one's seen a 7-foot thug with gelatinous skin and more implants than a Guavian rigger. Funny, that. My only lead has brought me here, to the Belsalian Cantina, an establishment so disreputable that it advises its patrons to arm themselves before entering its premises. The last thing I need is the return of my spectral stalker, or the walrus-faced Cormai, who staggers towards me, drooling through his drooping whiskers. I suggest you turn around and walk away. Do you see that serving droid over there? That's right. The one with a squeaky wheel. Do you like her tray? Here. Take a closer look.
Want me to get rid of that for you, honey?
No. Leave him where he is. It'll act as a warning.
I wouldn't bet on it.
You bring me to all the best places.
I didn't bring you anywhere. You followed me. Shame I can't hit you with a tray.
It reminds me of that place in Valenki.
I'm surprised you can remember.
That was a dive, too.
He's not wrong. Even if he can't possibly know, Kai, the real Kai, had received word that a small settlement called Valenki had been having problems with Wee Kuei raiders. I knew something was wrong the moment we walked into the tavern. The way the barkeep never met our gaze, even as he asked for help.
You can't blame them.
They betrayed us. They betrayed you.
They had been threatened. Kursk promised to torch their village unless they handed us over.
Kursk. Everything always came back to Osika Kursk. He burned it anyway.
I tried to warn them. All those barrels.
I can still hear him, calling out, desperately trying to warn the villagers.
Look out! The Perilene! It's going to blow!
The Weequay came from all directions at once. I tried to fight them off, but there were too many even for Kai. I never saw the blaster lance until it was too late.
Master!
That was the moment when my path was set. Not when the Night Sisters handed me over to Halstead. Not when Kai rescued me all those years later. I took the first step towards Dooku when I grabbed Kai's bloody lightsaber and ignited the blade.
No!
You didn't have to kill them all.
You wouldn't have avenged the villagers.
Never out of hatred.
Because, repeat after me, younglings, hate leads to suffering, and suffering leads...
Yes?
To the dark side. Do you know what? Yes. Yes, it does. And I, for one, like it here.
You don't mean that.
Believe that if it makes you feel better.
Han, that blob head you're looking for? He runs with the Razor Claw gang. That's them, over there.
Thugs are huddled by the bar. Two Gran and a multi-limbed Pandago. I take one last drink and slink over to them, letting the Grand's eyes linger on my hips. The Pendago glances at my would-be suitor, still comatose beside my table. I position myself between its suspicious gaze and the unconscious Cormai. Hey, boys. Care to help a girl find what she's looking for?
And what's that?
A crow loot. You can't miss him. Sagging skin, rusting implants, a real catch. What was that?
He said we don't know any crow loots.
No need to translate that. I got the general idea. Touch me again and you'll lose another tentacle.
You're crazy!
And you're one answer away from being dead. So let's try again. The droid says you know the Krolut. Is she lying, or are you? Turns out that the droid was telling the truth. The Krolut's name was Glut. He'd fallen out of favor with their boss, and no one had seen him for weeks. It took 3 more tentacles until I believed them. The Grand told me where he lived. A room in a crumbling res block near the cargo stores. There was no one home. The front doors bolted. Not that the rusted locks proved too much of a problem. But once inside, the trail grew cold. The building was a maze of dank corridors. Mold and spirit knew what else climbing up the walls. Glut could have been hiding behind any of the warped doors. But I knew in my gut that he wasn't here. Maybe it was the Force. Maybe it was a hunch. But I decided to wait, sheltering on the roof of a nearby warehouse as it started to rain. Unfortunately, I wasn't alone.
This all comes so naturally to you.
Still wish you'd taken me to the temple.
They could have done so much for you. Unlike me.
Please, spare me your self-pity.
I failed you.
Yes. Yes, you did. At least that silenced him. But I couldn't let it go, like picking at a scab. Dooku says they abandoned you.
He's Sith. He lies.
Really? All the time we were together, all the time we trained, you never contacted them. And they never contacted you. Why was that? Hello? Are you there? Or are you pulling a Yoda? I'm ready to learn, Master. Why won't you open your eyes?
You are mocking me.
Only because you make it so easy. He chuckles. Actually chuckles. I find myself smiling. I can't let myself get sucked in. I need to stay focused to remember why I'm here.
What are you doing?
Following orders. Maybe you should have done the same.
Then I wouldn't have met you.
No, but you'd still be alive.
That's the reader from Dooku's cabin.
What he doesn't know won't kill me. Do you mind?
Could I stop you if I did?
Better men have tried. I wince when I say it. Better men. Like Dooku. He stopped me quickly enough. He stares back at me from the hologram. Now a Padawan, 17, maybe 18 years of age. No sign of the cruelty that will follow. Why am I doing this? If Kai really is there, if he's found a way to come back, surely I should be spending every moment I can with him, rather than wading through the past of the man who's enslaved me all over again. Because that's what I am, isn't it? A slave, back where I began. I could run right now. I could jump on a cruiser and never look back. But where would I go? Ratatak? Dathomir? I thought I'd come so far.
Jenza, I hope you are well. I've just returned from a mercy mission, but things did not go to plan. There is much we could have done differently, much we should have done, but they wouldn't listen. They never listen.
Ah, Farana. Come on, girl. Where are you?
I've been caring for Lean's convoy while she's off-planet, which turns out to be more often than not.
Oh, there you are. Hello, girl.
Yes, hello.
Hello. You hungry? Do you want something to eat?
There you are. Do you like that, eh?
Careful. Last time I fed her, she nearly took off my fingers.
Sifo-Dyas!
Good to see you, old friend.
Old?
It must be the beard. Very distinguished. One might almost say regal.
Oh, don't start. When did you get back?
This morning. Zhang said you were up here.
Like she'd know.
I have something for you.
Thank you. It's beautiful. Is it Kaiba?
No. I got it on Pelek. The Pelekians use them to meditate. Here, let me show you. You hold it in your hand like this and focus on the vibrations in the cortex. Go on, you try. Can you feel them?
Yes. Yes, I can.
It's incredible, isn't it? A hyperstorm hit when we were there, and even in the middle of it...
Sypho! Sypho, what's wrong?
The storm.
On Pelek?
No. Flames! Flames rushing in! The planet is burning!
Planet? What planet? Sypho, look at me. Focus on me.
I can't stop them. Why can't I stop them, Dooku?
Dooku?
Lean, something's wrong with Sypho Dyas.
Not again.
It's happened before.
Too many times. Sypho, listen to me. You need to come back. You need to center yourself.
Master?
That's right. Breathe. Focus. The Force is with you.
The Force is with me.
What did you see?
The sky was falling. There were screams. So many screams.
Where were you?
I don't know. A planet, not far from here. Millions will die.
It's a warning.
What do you mean?
Sypho Dyas suffers from premonitions.
Since when?
Since he learned to open his mind.
Does Yoda know?
I was hoping we could keep it...
secret?
Under wraps.
This was different, Master. I've never seen such devastation.
We should tell the Council.
Dooku, no.
We must.
Dooku's right. It's too important.
They won't listen.
Then we'll make them.
Worrying, this is, Master Castana.
Yes, yes. I know what you're going to say. The future should remain unseen. But unfortunately, Sypho Dyas has little choice in the matter.
How long have these visions been plaguing you, Padawan?
A few months.
And yet your master didn't think to bring it to our attention.
I've been training Sypho how to withstand his episodes.
Why?
Because they come from the Force. What right do we have to ignore its warnings?
If this has something to do with your obsession with the Sith...
It has to do with saving lives. Millions upon millions of lives. He saw entire cities wiped out, Eula. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the pain and the suffering? Because Sypho Dyas can. He saw it. He felt it.
Come forward, Padawan.
Yes, Grandmaster.
Visualize the disaster you must. Painful it may be.
I understand.
Pinpoint the disturbance we shall. You too, my Padawan. Join the circle, you should.
Master.
Tell us what you saw, Sypho Dyas.
It was a paradise. Long grass, blowing in the wind. Fields the size of countries.
Show us. Picture it in your mind.
The wind. It turned into a storm. A terrible storm. People were falling, screaming. Flames, reaching up to catch them. Burning fingers reaching into the sky.
You're safe, Sypho Dyas. Remember that.
He can't take much more.
But I can. Sypho Dyas, draw on my strength.
No. Too dangerous it is.
Master, we need to see.
It's all right. I can manage.
Where is it, Sypho Dyas? Show us the planet.
It doesn't work like that.
No, I can do it.
Anything you can give us. Constellations, sun.
Oh, sun. One sun. Bloated. Old.
I sense a core world.
Or the colonies... somewhere central.
Open a holo map. Bardotta?
No, that's not right. The grass Sypho described, they're crops.
An agro-world, then.
Remove all other planets from the display.
Focus. Focus on what Sifo-Dyas saw.
There. Proto-branch.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yes, that's it. I know it is.
And what do we know of Proto-branch, Dooku?
The homeworld of the Bival. Traditionally agricultural. Main exports include grain and bacta.
Have there been reports of any unusual meteorological phenomena?
Not that I can see.
We should warn them.
No.
But Master, if they could prepare themselves...
No, I say.
But why?
Because misleading visions can be. Never certain the future is. Meditate on this, we must.
Meditate? And what will we do if disaster strikes while we search for answers? Will we meditate on the lives that could have been saved?
The Council's decision is final, Master Castana.
Then the Council is wrong.
Lean stormed from the chamber. I watched as she swept from the temple, her robes billowing as she crossed the Republic Plaza, marching towards the Senate.